The hearing will focus on Gigebic Taconite's plan for bulk sampling of 4,000 tons of rock in the iron ore body of Ashland and Iron Counties. That could include using explosives. GTAC's Bob Seitz says since they've submitted their plan last June and July, they won't testify.
And so really, our testimony is what's on the table for others to discuss. So we don't intend to have much of a profile at the meeting itself.
Otherwise, expect pro- and anti-mining groups and conservation and business organizations to speak. The proposed mining site is in the watershed of Bad River and Lake Superior, so Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins expects a large tribal presence from many of Wisconsin's 11 tribes. But Wiggins doesn't think it'll make a difference. He says the new iron ore mining law passed this year paves the way for mining.
What we're talking about is essentially nothing. You know, it's a step where the mining company gets to get into the ground in the start of a big way. I'm watching as the mining company in the media has treated this step as a public relations ploy to make it sound as though they're good guys and they're not going to do much blasting.
The DNR will run the meeting, which might have three-minute time limits on speakers if hundreds of people show up. People can sign up on a first-come, first-served basis. One local law enforcement officer who wishes we not use his name says there won't be many officers there. He says this isn't a third world country, so people should be allowed to talk without a lot of uniforms around them. Quoting him, that's what America is about. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.